You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Donna Young, the medium from Outback Australia in Cootamundra. So welcome to my show, Mediumship Uncovered. I'm so excited for all of you to be here. As you know, I do a reading throughout the live, and so we'll wait for someone to come in. I've also got a few questions for a few people today as well. So let's have a look. So I've got actually a question from Grace. So from my subscription page, I've got these questions from my subscription page today, which I'll load up shortly and after the live, and you'll be able to see it. You can always connect on. I'll also put a link for this fabulous show with so many other readers on it that you can follow as well. So, okay, so let's have a look. I've got Grace about a new job. I feel like it's time to move. It's time to get excited. So I'll get back to that. Now I have Bernadette in Annapolis. I can never get the US names of the town, so I'd really be in trouble when I come over there in some towns and not knowing how to pronounce certain places. So
you're fine.
Hi, Bernadette, how are you?
Hi, good, how are you?
I'm good, welcome. So
thank you.
Thank you for following my show, and thank you for coming on today. So now you know how I work. I communicate directly with spirit, so they'll come through and they'll give all the information I need to know. So is there someone in particular that you'd like to hear from today?
Well, my best friend passed away 9 months ago, but I am open to, I have several loved ones on the other side. So
yeah,
whoever,
that's why I asked, because you've got a big lineup. and I said, so who does she want to hear from? And they've all kind of said, well, they want to hear from me, and they've all said the same. So and this best friend is a female, is that right?
Yes.
Because I've got her coming through, and she wants you to know that she's okay, and she's talking about a lot of health issues with her. And
yes.
Did she have cancer?
Stage 4 cancer. She passed away in October.
Yeah, because she's talking about cancer. Yeah, and she's talking about, she comes through quite young and quite tiny in the end, and she's talking about where a lot of fluid, she's talking about a lot of fluid, having a lot of fluid in the end, a lot of, and she's also talking about, she's saying a lot of fluid in my legs where everything wasn't working. And she's talking about where she couldn't really walk in the end. And she comes through, she gets quite emotional, and she wants you to know there's so much I wanted to tell you, but I couldn't talk, she says. And was there problems around her throat also, love?
Yes, she had a lot of problems. So she had ovarian cancer that spread to the bones. And right before she had passed, she had dental infection, and they believed that the cancer was spreading everywhere, and, you know, bones were breaking. I mean, she suffered terribly in the last moments there.
Yeah, because she's talking about her not being able to talk, but she's also saying that I didn't suffer, I wasn't in my body. She wants you to know that she kept on coming out of her body where she didn't feel, there's no pain in passing. And when we get to that point, we actually leave our body, and she wants you to know that she's okay. She just couldn't talk. She couldn't tell you that she was okay. And she's talking about where there was a time where she thought she was in recovery or where she was going to be okay. And then a comeback, if that makes sense. And she's talking about where she had an implant. Yeah, because she's saying that she thought she was on the home run. Is there a mother on the other side as well? Because she's saying she's with the mother.
No, her mother isn't, but her dad is.
Oh, no. Do you have your mother on the other side?
I don't. My mother's here, I'm still in touch with Dana's mom. She was like a mom to me also.
Oh, okay. Because I couldn't see, but she was talking about my mum. She's saying, my mum, and she's talking about you seeing her mum, and she likes that. She wants to say thank you to that. She's talking about where mum's had a lot of health issues as well since she passed, and she's talking about being around her. Also, and she's saying I'm with dad on the other side, but I'm around mum. We're both around mum. She's talking about also changes for you. And are you moving, or have you moved since she passed?
I have not moved. No,
because she's talking about a move. And I'm seeing, and she's showing me travel as well. And she's talking about, now, are you near California?
No, I'm on the East Coast.
Okay. She's talking about California. I think she's saying California, to do with,
I'm traveling to Bermuda in October.
What's that? Sorry?
I'm traveling to Bermuda in October.
Okay. And is that over that way? Because she's talking about a trip, but she's also talking about a move to do with the house. I'm just asking her more about the move, what she's talking about. And she's talking about now, has there been issues with the house?
Yes, we actually have a problem with the house right now.
Yeah, because she's talking about, now the move, she's actually talking about maybe needing to leave the house for a short amount of time, or to leave it because of the issues that are happening.
Okay, that makes sense, yes.
Yes, and she's saying, because I said, what do you mean, the move? And she says it's to do with the issues with the house. And I feel like this will all be sorted by November.
Okay.
And she says, don't worry about it, because it's almost like it's going to work out better than ever. It might not feel like it at the time. And it might not feel like it now with all the trouble and all the dramas that you're having with this house, but she's saying it will sort itself out. And it will be one of those things that you look back on and think, thank goodness that happened, because it worked out for the best. But it's just going to be a bit traumatic getting there, if that makes sense. So, but she's saying that it will, you'll be like, oh, this is great now. Okay, and she's just talking about that everything will work out exactly how it's meant to. So, well, it was lovely to meet you, Bernadette.
Yes, thank you.
Just, you Yeah, and just know that she's okay. That she says, I'm okay. I didn't suffer as much as what my body showed everyone. She was actually out of her body most of the time. So, okay.
That gives me some reassurance that she didn't suffer at the end.
Yeah, and she keeps on talking about California. So I don't know if you're going there or there's a trip, but she keeps on talking about California. So I'm not quite sure what that what that is about.
Yeah,
but
sure.
She will also be with she will also be with you on your holiday as well. Okay.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right, love. See you later. Okay, everyone. All right, I've got someone else, Tiffany from Madison. I don't usually get two callers. How exciting. So, hi, Tiffany, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're a little bit of a surprise. How are you? Okay,
good.
Welcome.
Thank you. I hope that's a good thing.
That's okay. Aren't you lucky? Okay, let's get straight into it. So I'm going to ask you who you'd like me to bring through just so I can actually get straight to the point because we've only got like a few minutes left. So.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. What was the question?
Who would you like me to bring through, love? Because I've only got 3 minutes.
Is my brother there?
Yes. I actually had a young man standing in front of me. Now he's talking about... was there question marks around how he passed?
He passed by suicide.
Yep, because he's talking about him having something to do with this, and it's like you were questioning why. Does that make sense? And he wants you to know he's okay. I feel like I'm really out of control with him. I feel like I couldn't get control of my life, if that makes sense. And
yes, it does.
He's talking about where everything had, and it's almost like, because he's talking about him not meaning to do what he did, it's almost like he was out of control at that moment. Where, and did he leave notes?
No, he didn't.
Because he's talking about, because he's saying if I planned this, I would have left notes for everyone, but he wasn't, he was actually out of control at the time and really didn't know what he was doing. Does that make sense? And he wants you to know that he's okay. This was not planned. It was all a shock for him that he had done this because he wasn't in the right state of mind. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, it makes me feel so much better. Yeah.
Okay, and he just wants you to know he loves you dearly. He didn't mean to do this, and he just wants to make that very clear to you. Okay, all right, love, thank you. Now, I'm just thank you and sending you much love. Okay, I've just got a quick note for Grace. So with the new job, go for it. Don't be afraid of change, love, because it's going to open so many doors for you. And I feel like this is going to be a job that where you're going to be embraced, you're going to be loved, and you're really going to enjoy the whole new adventure. So just go for it. Okay. All right, everyone, you can book readings with me on mediumdonnayoung.com. And thank you for today, and I'll see you next week.